Unidad 2. Sesión A. Actividad 11.
Cooked. Cleaned. Started.
Walked. Changed. Ended. Worked. Opened. Shouted. Lived, decided, washed, ironed, watched, wanted.
Unidad 2, sesión A, actividad 12.
She used to cook breakfast for me every morning. She always said a good breakfast was really important. In winter, I used to have porridge and then eggs and bacon or eggs and potatoes. In summer, she used to give me cornflakes and a bacon sandwich. Bacon sandwiches are delicious. We always used to drink tea at breakfast time. Now we just have coffee and toast. Sometimes we have cereal or fruit. Not the same. I used to really enjoy breakfast when I was a boy.
Unidad 2. Sesión A. Actividad 18.
Has your life changed a lot in the last 2 years? Have you got a job? If so, is it the same job you had 2 years ago? And where do you live now? Is that where you used to live 2 years ago? Have you changed much of your daily life in the last 2 years?
Unidad 2. Sesión B. Actividad 12.
Where do you work? Do you have any children?
How many hours a week do you work?
Do you do the shopping every week together?
Who does the washing up in your household?
Do you still do all the cooking?
Who does the ironing?
Has that changed?
Unidad 2. Sesión B. Actividad 13.
First, I get up. Then I have breakfast. After that, I take the kids to school by car. When I get home, I always do the washing. Then I have lunch. After lunch, I do the cleaning or the gardening. After that, I collect the kids from school, and then I go to the supermarket and do the shopping. After the evening meal, I do the ironing, and after that, it's time for bed.
Unidad 2. Sesión B. Actividad 14.
My life has changed completely. You see, 5 years ago, just after my husband Harry died, I won £1 million in a competition, and I decided to change my life. I moved into this hotel. It's fabulous. I have wonderful views of the sea and the mountains. Every morning, I get up at about 7:30, and I go for a swim in the hotel swimming pool. Then I go back to my room. And at 8:30 my breakfast arrives with the newspaper. I have breakfast and read the newspaper for 2 hours and then sit and look at the sea. At about 12 I cycle along the coast and have lunch at a little fish restaurant which I bought 2 years ago. The journey takes about half an hour. After a nice 2 hour lunch, I sit on the beach for a couple of hours reading. Then I cycle back to the hotel and have tea at about 5 o'clock. Every day I work from 5:30 to 7:30 for an international charity which helps children all over the world. By 8 o'clock, I'm ready for dinner, often with one of my children. Then I go back to the hotel and watch TV. And then it's time for bed. I have an absolutely wonderful life. It's so different from the life I had before as a full-time housewife and mother. I'm really very lucky.
Unidad 2. Sesión B. Actividad 15.
Do you have much free time? When you are free, what's your favorite activity? How often do you do that? And what do you do sometimes, for example, when you have some extra time or extra money? Is there anything you never do now that you used to do when you were younger? Thank you very much.
Unidad 2. Consolidación. Actividad 1.
Hi. I've been in Bangkok for about a year. I used to live in Liverpool, you know. I went there as a student. I liked it so much that I stayed. I used to work as a courier, cycling round the city, delivering things. In the evenings, I used to play my guitar in a restaurant to earn extra money, because I used to travel a lot. Well, I travel now, too, but I used to hitchhike or go by train or bus. These days it's all aeroplanes and fast cars. Actually, I can't believe how much my life has changed. In Liverpool, I lived in a flat. I was free to do what I wanted. Mind you, my life here is pretty fantastic, too. I work for the Bangkok and Shanghai Bank. And I live in this fabulous house with an enormous garden. I got married 7 years ago, and we've got 3 children and 2 dogs. I like my life now. I wear good clothes and shoes. I have a great car. But I suppose I miss things too. I used to read all the time. Now I only read financial news and bank documents. I used to have really long hair. But of course, I have short hair now. And I miss the freedom.
Unidad 2. Consolidación. Actividad 3.
Family A.
There are 6 of us. My husband and me and our 4 children. Both my husband and I work full time. He's a dentist and I'm a teacher. We live in a house with 5 bedrooms and a big garden. We've got 2 cats and 6 chickens. Everyone has special jobs to do. My husband does all the cooking. He's very good at it. The children take it in turns to do the washing up. I go shopping once a week at a big supermarket, and I do the washing every day. But it's not a bad job. We have a washing machine. Everyone makes their own bed every morning. My husband makes ours. Everyone hates ironing, but we all take it in turns. There are 6 of us, and a different person does it once a week. The garden is big. My husband and our eldest daughter do the gardening every weekend, and our youngest son looks after the animals every day. That's all, really, except for the cleaning. None of us does any cleaning. A woman comes in every day and cleans and tidies up. It's worth the money.
Family B. There are 4 of us. Me and my wife and our 2 boys. We haven't got any animals. We used to have a dog, but it died.
Yes, because nobody looked after it.
I work full-time. I work for a computer company.
I've got a part-time job in an office. The boys go to secondary school.
And we live in a three-bedroomed house. There's a garden and a garage.
We don't do any gardening, though.
Only because there's so much work to do in the house.
You're always doing things to the car.
I'm looking after it, repairing it, making it better.
Anyway, I do most of the housework. I shop once a week at a big supermarket.
And you go to the shops every day for all the things you've forgotten.
I cook the evening meal.
You mean you put it in the microwave?
And I do the washing once or twice a week.
And I can never find any clean clothes.
I don't do any ironing. Everyone makes their own beds. Well, I make our bed, and the boys should make theirs.
Where are they at the moment?
I think they're doing the washing up.
I don't think so. I saw them go out about an hour ago.
The boys are supposed to do the washing up, but they never do. It's very difficult. The house is always untidy. I do the cleaning once a week, but it's not enough.
No, it isn't. Look at this room. It's a terrible mess.
But it's your mess. Why don't you tidy it up?
Because I work all day. I don't want to work when I come home.
Unidad 2. Consolidación. Actividad 5.
Do you work full time?
Yes, I'm a dentist. I've got a dental surgery in the town centre.
Who does the cooking?
I do. I do all the cooking. I like cooking. I learned from my mum.
Who does the washing up?
The children. They do all the washing up.
Who does the washing?
Well, my wife does all the washing, but we take it in turns to do the ironing.
Who does the gardening?
My eldest daughter and I do all the gardening, and my youngest son looks after the animals.
You're a very well-organized family.
Thanks to my wife, we are. And we're a very happy one, too.
Unidad 2. Self-test. Actividad 1.
I always get up very early, about 4 o'clock. I make some coffee and have some biscuits. Then I go outside and look after the animals. My wife usually gets up at about 4:30. I come in again at about 5 o'clock, and we have a big cooked breakfast together. Then she wakes the children and gets them ready for school. I go outside again, and the men arrive at about 6:30. We discuss the day's work, and everyone goes off and gets started on their job. We always stop for coffee at 11. My wife brings it to us in the fields. We usually have lunch outside too, but not when the weather is really cold.